Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Say, did you know I'm a fortune teller?
Well, you don't look like one.
Oh, don't I now? Well, you just watch me. I simply gaze into this crystal ball, and what's this I see?
What is it?
I see a big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, Dez.
Well, what's Dez?
The crystal answers. Dez is a new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. Dirty work shirts, grimy towels, to your pretty rayon slips.
Now listen, are you really serious?
Uh-huh.
Do you mean there's actually one granulated soap I can trust with my colored rayons and use for my dirty towels, too?
Of course I'm serious. Dez is one soap for everything in your wash, and believe you me, that's important to remember right now during spring house cleaning.
But why?
Because it means you can use this same soap for your heaviest blankets and wash rugs, and for your prettiest washable slip covers and lacy rayon curtains.
But I never thought wash day soaps were safe enough for those fussy slip covers and curtains.
Oh, that's where Dez is different. Different from any other leading granulated wash day soap. It's safer. Far safer for all your delicate rayons and nicer colored washables.
Well, what happens when I wash those dirty rugs? Remember, I don't want to scrub hard.
You won't have to. Not even for the dirtiest pieces. Why, no soap made can get dirt out easier than Dez. You should see how dazzling white it gets your towels and linens.
Well, they have to be really white to suit me.
They will be. You've never seen whiter washes than Dez will give you. I promise you that.
It's a wonder to me how this Dez can do so much.
Oh, just you try, Dez, and you'll see what a whiz it is. You'll find Dez is not just a new improvement in old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just look for D-U-Z Dez. And remember, during spring cleaning time and all the time, let Dez do everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. So Molly's in New York with all her old girlfriends, including the inimitable Mrs. Bloom. The way Molly got there was by taking Rosie to meet the Florida special. For Rosie's in Florida on a vacation that's really a treatment. Rosie's in love with a young man who's engaged to another girl. And absence is supposed to be the treatment. Well, meanwhile, Jake has been worrying about what happened to Molly. And Molly is saying to Mrs. Kerrigan, apartment 2B.
Mr. Kerrigan, Mr. Goldberg must be beside himself.
Well, calm yourself now, Mrs. Goldberg.
My dear, I didn't call him. I missed the 4:30 train, and now I can't get him on the telephone. He must be trying to get me by Mrs. Bloom, and Mrs. Bloom has no telephone anymore. You know, her daughter's married, and Mike is in the army now, so she don't need no telephone, so she had the telephone removed. So, dearie, may I use your telephone, Mrs. Kerrigan, please? I'll reverse my phone.
Yes, and of course you can use it. That's a fine question to be asking
me. Thank you so much. But I got to dial myself here,
yes,
huh?
Yes, it's a dial phone.
Dial phone. It's
a
different from mine from in the country. Hello? I shouldn't answer yet. Right. Oh, Mrs. Kerrigan, dear, you don't know how good it is to see my old friends again. Hello? I'm a long-distance operator. For that? Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I got to do the 2-1-1 I have to do. To do 2-1-1 to do. 2-1-1 I have to do. 1-1. Hello? Hello? Long distance? Please, I get so disacquainted with the telephone. Hello? If you go, long distance? Oh, please. I would call over the tree in Florida, but I think maybe it's not to be. Hello? I want to try Lastonbury for me, please. Again. Lastonbury. You have to spell it. You have to spell it. Lastonbury. L like an O. Lastonbury. Yes. Well, if you will. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, let me get you a cup of tea while you're waiting for your call, Mrs. Goldberg.
Why should you bother yourself?
Oh, it's
now,
no trouble
at all, Mrs. Kerrigan, dear. From what window can I call Mrs. Bloom?
Oh, right from this window, Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh,
right
thank
here.
You. I forget the location. I forget the dialogue. I forget everything.
It's a long time.
You keep coming to candy store calling. You? Mrs. Bloom?
You better yell good and loud.
Yes. You?
What's Mrs. Malenka doing up at Mrs. Bloom's?
Visiting, evidently. And Mrs. Bloom? I'm by Mrs. Kerrigan. Well, I'm still waiting to get a wire clear. Yes. Mr. Goldberg must be beside himself.
telephone, Mrs.
Mama, telephone, Mrs. Thornburg. All right.
Hello? Yes? Yes, I'm the party that's calling. Yes? Oh. Well, then, would you please kindly keep trying, please? Yes, please.
I feel dizzy.
It's a delicious, sir.
Well, have a cup of tea and compose yourself now, Mrs.
Thornburg. Oh, so nice. What time is it now, dear?
Well, it's after five.
After five, I'm detaining you with your supper.
No, that's not all. No trouble at all.
I wonder what Rosalie is doing now.
No, she's not there with strangers. She's up with your aunt and your aunt's children. She'll be having a good time.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Mrs. Carrigan, did Mrs. Bloom tell you why we sent Rosalie to Florida?
Well, she did, and she didn't. She said you asked her not to say anything to anybody, so I didn't urge her. Take some sugar here.
Thank you.
Mrs. Bloom kind of hinted it was something you didn't want us to know, but it had something to do with a young man.
Well, I didn't want Mrs. Bloom to say anything because...
No, she didn't really.
It's all right. It's all right. It was just something I thought and Mr. Goldberg thought would be nibbled in the bud.
Of course, if the young man has a sweetheart.
Mrs. Bloom told you that...
Well, she just said this.
Will you excuse me, please? Just well, 1 minute, please.
You know...
You! Mrs. Bloom!
No, please don't tell her I told you.
Listen, darling. Listen. No, I didn't get my call yet. But listen, dear. Who's by you now? Yeah. And who else? Can I speak? Listen, dear. Silence is golden, darling. Remember, please. Yes. All right. Please. The less, the better. All right. I know. All right.
You see, I don't mind
well,
Mrs.
No.
Carrigan.
Oh, I think it was just a slip of the tongue when she mentioned
that's
about
all right. I don't mind
it. It's only that she knows how much I think of you and your family.
I know, Mrs. Carrigan.
Rosie'll get over it. She's young enough, Mrs.
Well,
Carrigan.
The only thing, Mrs. Carrigan, is I'm so vice versa with myself. I don't know that I did the right thing to send Rosalie to Florida. That's what I don't know in my mind.
My doorbell, excuse me. Mrs.
Yes, surely.
Hello.
Thank you very much. How are you both?
You're all looking very well. Don't tell me you are going back to the country without ringing my doorbell.
Well,
don't you? I'll serve you all tea if you promise not to take more than one lump of sugar.
Oh, my.
Mrs. Goldberg, why the sudden visit to New York all of a sudden, huh?
Well,
spring shopping, I suppose.
Sit down, ladies, sit down.
Isn't it wonderful that you can send Rosie to Florida?
It makes it easier when you have relations that live in the right part of the world.
I'm surprised Rosie wanted to go without you.
Oh, is Rosie already?
Oh, Rosie, when you lived here was...
Rosie, you'll be 17.
17. Of course, she went to school with my Florrie. And when Florrie skipped a class...
Rosalie was never left back.
Did I say?
No.
Did you tell Mrs. Goldberg that Florrie's engaged already?
Is that so?
Before you know it, Rosie also be.
Excuse me, please. Hello?
Hello, Ma.
Family?
What happened, Ma? We went to the station.
Oh, I know.
We've been trying to get you at Mrs. Bloom.
Oh, I know, darling. I know. I've been sitting here trying to get you, and the line was busy. Family, who was on down the line so long?
Well,
Who's family?
Just a minute, Ma. Papa.
But who was on the line, dear?
Just a minute, Ma. Papa wants to talk to you.
Oh, very well. Excuse me, ladies, please.
Molly.
Yes, Jake, dear. Yes, Dick, I'm terribly sorry.
That's all right. It's not important now.
But, Jake, dear, I just want to
tell
you. Hello? Jake, who was on the line?
Molly.
Yes, Jake.
Hello?
Yes, Jake, darling, I'm listening.
I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
When will you be here?
As soon as possible.
Then we'll discuss it when you come here.
What, Jake?
I don't know if I should tell you now.
Tell me what?
Rosie called.
Rosalie called? Yes.
Well,
What, Jake?
She wants to come home.
She wants to come home?
Well, then she should. Let her come home.
She should. A girl should take advantage of every chance. Distance makes the heart grow fonder, Mrs. Goldberg. Don't forget that.
And all the girls shout out their advice, and they all know the whole story. And Molly hears them, but her heart is with Rosie, wondering what her daughter feels now. You know, a lot of you ladies have told me how disgusted you are with the halfway job old-fashioned soaps do for dishes. Yep, you say you get mighty tired of bar soaps because they don't have real feet. And those tough granulated soaps because they teach you on safety for your hands. Well, don't you know those halfway soaps are out, way out, now that New Does is here? Yes, this new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash really has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. It's the only leading granulated wash day soap that treats your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet, Dove can't be beat for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell by the suds how different Dove is. So, try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Molly meets the situation as best she can. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.